The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
All-State Kid of the Week time. By the way, it's Abigail Grace yesterday, from my typical Monday afternoon. Hang out with Abigail Grace situation.
Did she say hi, Pops?
She did, many times.
Nice.
She also has a bit of a cold.
Aww.
And she woke up from her nap, and I went in to get her. Can she turn into, like, a female at 21 months?
Yes.
I mean, a female?
Yes. Officially, yes.
So I go in to get her.
But wait. What did you do to her?
Did she give you a good face?
Well, I wanted to get her, and she had woken up, but she wasn't feeling good. But I said, do you want to get out of your crib? And she said, no!
Welcome. Hey, Abigail Grace. Welcome to the club, girl.
And I said, does Abigail want some water? No water! And she laid back down, and I said, do you want to go back to sleep? And she waved, and she said, bye, Pops.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so I left the room. I was outside the room for 30 seconds. She's going, Pops! And it's clear. See if this sounds familiar. Females. She just needed a minute.
You know, it's a woman's...
Can I get a minute?
It's a woman's...
Just a minute.
A woman's prerogative to change her mind. You know this, right?
That's right.
Oh, it's not about the changing her mind. She just needed a minute. She didn't need me coming in there fixing things.
Right.
She didn't need... This is a lesson for all men. She didn't need me coming in there fixing things. She didn't need me coming in there saving a day. She just needed a minute.
Well, yeah, but you say it's a female thing, but what's your reaction when your alarm goes off in the morning?
Generally cursing. Yeah, generally.
Yeah, and you need more than a minute.
Mm-hmm. That was her way
there
of doing
goes.
It.
She didn't curse.
Welcome to the club, Abigail Grace.
Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help us nominate all kids of the week. Featured here on the show, winning great prizes, Amazon gift cards, Lou Malnati's Pizza. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry. For a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be the kid of the week, and every Tuesday we do this, and I'd like to introduce you to my new best pal, Peter Kemp. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
How old are you?
11.
All right, now come on, man. The questions are going to get harder. You're 11? When was your birthday?
September 3rd.
Oh, well, no wonder you don't know, because, you know, you just had a birthday. You were 10 for probably close to a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do for your birthday?
I stayed home and just did a minute.
Do you have friends over or anything?
I went to the mall.
Oh, you did? Did you get a particular present or something that you liked?
I got a tux.
You got a tux? Are you getting married?
No.
Well, what was the tux for?
It was for the junior achievement speech I had coming up.
Nice.
You wear tuxes for your speeches?
No. Mm-hmm. No. I do, but I have to bring them back by midnight.
Yeah.
Did you put the tux on, get a good look at it, and check it out?
Yep.
Were you looking fly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. You seem like a guy that's got a pretty good game.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought so. So, what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
What school?
Palmer Elementary.
And do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Scientist.
What kind of scientist?
Area 51 scientists.
Oh, so like the aliens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think there's life out there?
Yes.
Where are they hiding right now? Or what are they looking at us? What are they doing?
I think they're just creeping on us in their flying saucers.
Are they nice aliens or are they mean?
Who knows?
Well, listen, I'd like to know. I'm counting on you, Peter, to figure this out. So do you have like a favorite movie of all time that kind of reflects that view?
Transformers.
What about like Independence Day? That was like 100 years ago.
I like the new Independence Day.
That you did?
All right.
Yeah, did you see the original one?
No.
Yeah. Well, it was in the 90s. Can you imagine how long ago that
when
was?
When was that, Steve?
Well, hey, Peter, it's nice to have you on the show. We're going to brag about you in just a second, but I just want to get some initial information down for the federal authorities because I'm watching you, Peter. I don't know if you know that about me. I'm watching you. We're going to do traffic. I also want to introduce you to an Allstate agent here in studio today who is now Peter's bodyguard. So stand by because when he puts that tux on, hello, ladies.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
6:55, it's All-State Kid of the Week, Peter Kem's here. Peter, future Nobel Prize-winning scientist, but that's at least 2 weeks away. You have a fun fact?
Peter, already a celebrity with WGN. He was the celebrity weatherman with our friend Paul Conrad.
Oh, when did you do that?
On the morning news.
About last year.
Any particular time last year? Were you there all year?
I wasn't there all year, just one time last
year. Did it take a lot of practice? Because Paul's not very good at it.
I think I just made it my speech up in, like, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Wow,
I just winged
very nice.
It.
Well, we're fellow weathermen. Did you know I was in a movie where I played a weatherman?
No.
Yeah, no, you didn't. It's a movie called Grumpy Old Man. Grumpy Old Man, I was a weatherman, but you can't watch it. It's rated R. Give it a few years. Okay? And then when you watch it, you can go, that's my friend Steve.
Yeah.
Like he's going to remember me, please.
And go, Steve, who?
I want to say hi to Jamie Morales, Allstate agency owner since 2012, and his agency in Jefferson Park is doing great. It's not too far from Peter's School, as a matter of fact. 5717 North Milwaukee. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
So why'd you get into business in 2012? That's not that long ago.
You know what? I've spent 30 years with Allstate. And
what were you doing before?
I was doing marketing strategy for in the corporate office up in Northbrook.
And, see, this is interesting to me because I think this is a nice testament to you guys because you have people working at the office who go, I want my own business. I want to get out there. I want to get after the agency thing. That's probably something you're thinking about for a long time.
Well, you know, ironically, I've been for 10 years of my 25 years, I was driving past an Allstate agency on Milwaukee Avenue and I kept on saying to myself, one of these days I'm going to buy that agency. I didn't know who owned it. And lo and behold, I ended up getting a phone call saying.
Turns out it was Peter.
It was. I'm going to end up working for Peter if I live that long. But as it turns out, I ended up buying that same agency that I always talked about.
Well, it's a very cool story.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
What do you love about the business?
You know, I probably the best thing that I like about it is helping people. I think that's my passion. I think it's always been my passion. And being in a position to help customers and help them manage the risk that they face, there's no better opportunity, no better job for me than to do that.
And do you find that the customers and the clientele, they generally listen to you because you know what you're talking about?
Well, you know,
or do you come across a few who go, come on, man.
Yeah, you learn that there's many types of people out there. You just have to work with all of them. So,
how about our boy Peter here, huh?
He's a great kid. I was in the green room talking to him, and he's just exceptional young man. I think that when you think about the programs that are out there and the programs that Allstate supports, we believe that good starts young, and Peter is a great example of that.
Peter Kem, an exceptional student, part of the gifted program at Palmer, member of the student council, planned a walkathon. When was your walkathon?
Last year, about in October, I think.
You had a busy year, dude. I hope you can follow that up when you're 11. And how far was the walkathon?
It was just around our entire school, which is pretty big.
So you had to, like, pledge him a certain number of laps you would do, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much money did you raise, do you know?
About somewhere in the 10,000s, I think.
Nice. Very nice. Andrea, say hi to Peter.
Peter, let's talk about your invention. We hear you already invented something.
An invention?
It is the Morning Wonder, a iron, which... in the morning, it multitasks everything you need to do in the morning. Once you iron stuff, it uses that heat and reflects against glass to toast your toast. And uses half of that heat to also brew coffee or tea, depending on what you drink.
Oh, my gosh.
Are
you hiring? No.
Are you selling this yet on late night TV?
No.
Yeah, because you can't stay up that late. Your mom's no fool. Well, that's cool. What do you call it?
The Morning Wonder.
I know. I wanted you to get a chance to say it one more time. That's called marketing. That's a very cool idea. Where'd you come up with that?
I just was thinking, and I got the idea from a TV show.
Okay.
Of course, it wouldn't be real since it's in a TV show, animated.
Right. And you had to bring it back and bring it up and actually make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what this dude's going to invent in a few years?
No, it's fantastic.
Peter, I'd like to fly. Could you work that out sometime soon? You get back to me.
You know what's coming next? The Afternoon Wonder, the Evening Wonder. This is going to be a whole series,
of
inventions.
It's a series. That's exactly
right.
You did a speech not too long ago for the Junior Achievement 2017 annual meeting. What was the speech about?
It was just telling all the junior achievement people what I've learned mm-hmm. The past 4 years in junior achievement.
And trying to get everybody inspired for themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've had a quote in the speech about my YouTube channel. Okay. I tell people that I don't do it professionally. I do it passionately.
Dude.
That's great.
Dave, I can't reach him. High five him. Go ahead.
There you go, Peter.
Peter, you're quite a dude. It's a pleasure to know you. And it's very nice to meet your mom, too. Are you nice to your mom?
Mm-hmm.
You better be. Yeah. Why don't you be nice to your mom? You do your chores. You do what she asks you to do. You work hard in school, and you have fun. That's your job, Peter. Got any more inventions on the drawing board? Can't tell me. If you tell me, you'd have to kill me.
Well, I am thinking about a watch.
A watch? What would the watch do?
It's basically a better version of the Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, they, you know, Apple could use an update. Yeah. There's no question about it.
Big time.
Yeah. How about a watch that makes pancakes? Have you thought about that? I'm just saying it's a whole morning theme here. We're up. You know what I mean?
The watch that I'm designing, it's like a self-defense matrix. All it tells you the time.
Uh-huh.
And there's even a echolocation setting where it, like, detects any movement around you.
All right, so you can tell if the bad guys are near you?
If you're in, like, a sketchy place.
Yeah, or if the aliens have come and they finally caught you.
And it shoots. I'm designing something where it shoots, like, not that sharp of a disc, but sharp.
Sharp enough to disable someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I'm in for one.
Around.
I'm in for two.
Yeah. You want one for each wrist?
Yeah. Okay. Heck yeah. Be like Wonder Woman.
Peter, you're an exceptional young man. It's great to meet you, and you're a funny dude. I like talking to you. Can you come back sometime?
Mm.
All right, well, let me know. Talk to your people. I mean, it is really. And Jamie, it's a pleasure to meet you. You come from a big family?
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm the youngest of eight, so yeah.
And how many of the family have you convinced to be a part of your agency and your clientele?
You know, they're all very busy and very professional, so it's just me in my office with my staff, Kathy and Brenda and Pam, so we do a good job there.
I'm sure you do. I don't doubt it for a minute. And if you're interested, how do people get a hold of you?
So, you know, I'm sure there's many people driving right now, so all you need to remember is goodhandschicago.com. So if you go to goodhandschicago.com, you'll be able to find me. And I'm at 5717 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago.
And it's Jamie Morales, J-A-I-M-E. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. Now, where will you be driving Peter around today? Does he have other appearances?
Well, you know what? I tried to get him to sign on have me be his manager, and I think we're probably going to go have lunch or something like that and talk about it.
Are you going to negotiate it? Yeah. I don't like your chances, Jamie. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's already pulled the number on me.
He'll get back to you, Jamie.
It's great to meet both of you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And congratulations, Jamie, on your success.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the work you do.